Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
91801.
I'm sorry, what's your zip code?
91801. I'm in California.
Okay, and what is your first and last name?
My first name is Anita, A-N-I-T-A. My last name is Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N.
Okay, thank you. And taking a look at the account, I see that you have the Smart Fitness checker.
Right. When I saw this, I completed a survey, and they told me, and the survey read, as appreciation for me completing the survey, to pick one of the gifts. So I actually thought it was a gift, but the only thing I had to do was pay for the shipping. And then afterwards, I saw that there's 14 days before I have to return this for a free trial or something. Is that correct?
After your 14-day trial, if you did not discontinue, you will be charged the full retail price of the watch.
Okay. What is the full price of the watch?
Okay. It is $43.98.
Okay. I really don't want it.
Okay.
I received an email that said that it's already been shipped. Is there for me to send it back? What do I have to do? Can I just refuse it and go back, or do you have to give me a code number or something like that? Because I really don't want it.
Okay. Well, what if I can do this and provide you with a full 30 days to get a chance to try the products out before you decide that you don't want the products?
Well, it's not only that. But after I completed the survey and gave the company the my credit card number and everything, no one used my credit card number and made charges on it. And it was a fraud thing that popped up. And, you know, this, I mean, it's a little bit too much stuff that's happening on it, and I don't feel real comfortable about the purchase.
Okay. Well, what if I can do this and provide you with a 35% discount to the retail price of the product?
You know what? I don't think you understand. I feel very uncomfortable doing business with you at this point. I don't care what you offer me. I really don't want it. because I gave you my credit card number. Somebody took my number the same day and made charges on it, which I feel very, very uncomfortable about. True, I don't have to pay, but I have to go through a lot of red tape and for this, and I don't like doing business. I thought that the line I was using was a secure line, and I am not comfortable doing business with you. Because I'm just really uncomfortable. It was from the start to the finish. At first, during the survey, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm real happy with T-Mobile. And I gave it a really nice review. And they said, okay, we have a gift for you. And I'm like, oh, that's great. It was a simple. And I filled out. And it said, put your credit card information, only the shipping cost. And the price, it was no price there. So I said, okay, well, I can afford this. And then something else popped up, and it says, you can get two. And I said, but I have to pay the additional shipping. Instead of getting the two watches, the band came up. I said, oh, this is a watch band. I said, well, I don't really want this watch band. There's no way for me to close this out. I said, oh, just go ahead and take it, you know? So I closed it out. The next thing on my screen, I see fraud. And then my credit card, so I call my credit card company, and they tell me that someone used my credit card and bought something at a convenience store and some more places. And I said, what? This is the only purchase I made for this month. And I said, you know what? I'm not really that comfortable. I hope you can understand, but I'm not comfortable. And this was the only charge on there. Nobody else, and it flared up the same day, and the charges came up the same day that I made the purchase. And I don't feel comfortable. I feel very uncomfortable about this. So I just want to cancel the whole thing because I don't want this coming back at me again. I just feel too uncomfortable about it.
Okay, so you contacted your financial institution?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and so did you dispute the charges with your financial institution?
The other charges, yes, I did.
Okay. What other charges was it that you disputed with your card company?
It was other charges. I didn't write them down because I was so shocked that this happened and very upset. But when they told me it was a company, and all the charges was on the same date for and that was the only time that I pulled out the card to use it.
Okay, well, what you'll need to do, you'll need to call back in with you.
I just want to cancel the whole thing because I'm not comfortable. I just want to cancel everything. And that's the only thing because I don't feel that comfortable.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is go ahead and get the account canceled out so you will not receive any additional charges or shipments. And what you'll need to do, you'll need to contact your financial institution and let them know that you're trying to you'll need to call back in with your financial institution in order to receive a refund.
I'll have to call back to my financial institution.
You'll need to call back in with your financial institution in order to receive a refund.
Now, how do I I never heard of this. This is something else I've never heard. I have to call back from my financial institution and tell them for a refund?
Yes, in order to receive a refund, being that you did mention that you disputed the charges?
Yes. Well, I don't understand. Can you email this to me so that I can send it to my financial institution and
yes,
tell them,
ma'am,
what they need to do? Okay. Okay, thanks. I would really appreciate that.
Okay, well, thank you for contacting customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.